Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. In all wisdom and insight, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of his glory.
God's sovereignty extends over all things. He is omniscient, or all-knowing, so nothing is hidden from his sight. And since he is omnipotent, or all-powerful, no plan of his can be thwarted. Everything in both the natural and spiritual realms, including our salvation, is under his complete control. Since sin has darkened minds and hardened hearts, man is excluded from the life of God. Therefore, we can take no credit for salvation. For those of us who are believers, our rescue began in the heart and mind of God, who chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. God is the one who opened our minds to understand the truth of the gospel, convicted us of our sin, and gave us the faith to believe in Jesus as Savior. From first to last, all of salvation is God's gift to us. Why did he reach out to save us? Several repeated phrases in today's scripture passage give the reason. It was according to the kind intention of his will, and to the praise of the glory of his grace. We are the beneficiaries of God's kindness and salvation, by which the spotlight falls on his glorious grace, not on us.